Sweat Technique.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
He's Blank. I am Branham. We are the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, 713-780-ESPN. 8311, is Verlander living up to his contract?
I think he, in a lot of ways, he already did, because you got to remember that the Mets are paying a good portion of that contract, and he did what you needed him to do, was help get you to another long playoff run when the pitching was a bit of an issue.
Yeah. You're also not paying for the full contract. I don't think that he's living up to his $43 million. But what the Astros are paying him, he did the second half of last year. Let's see what he does this year. But yeah,
the
Astros are
paying
him,
what, like 16,
25, 17? I think.
I thought he was even less than that. I thought it was like 16, 17 per year. But regardless, he's living up to the Astros portion of it.
3726, all fat fingers are typos, not all typos are fat fingers. I don't even remember what side I said. I don't remember. 713-780-ESPN. 8094 says, couldn't agree more with that take. I don't know which take you're talking about. Context matters. 0315, sophomore season for both Ryans and Stroud will be tough, even for a 9-8 season. And then 8835 said Mike Clevenger to the Astros per source. I don't know if that's true or not. Anyways, Texans.
He was critical of the Astros in the past.
Isn't that the guy that like beat up his girlfriend?
He was an Indian, and then he was a.
Let's strike that. Let's
Padre,
fix that.
Then a White Sox.
Yeah, don't let Joel defend you when you get true. You get sued for defamation.
Right, he got accused of some stuff. Clevenger did.
He also was
not
pretty critical
though.
Of the Astros too.
He got. I do remember that. Yeah. I think he said something when he was with the Padres. Anyways, the Texans, over-unders are out. Where was the over-under out, Brian? I looked for it today on my
sports bug. I got a couple of them.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
It was from Bet Online, the Jimmy Shapiro emails.
I couldn't find it on the – I don't use
it. I know DraftKings is also
I got it from Josh
lines.
Barton and from Jimmy Shapiro, yeah.
You ever lay bets with them?
No.
That's what I'm saying. What sports book?
Bet Online.
There you go. Thank you, Brian. Do the Texans win more than 9.5 games? You playing the over or you playing the under?
Play the under. I look at it right now until I see the schedule and how it all lays out and see what they're doing at the start of training camp when they're done making all their draft and personnel moves. I just feel like, not that they're going to call it a slump, I just feel like their schedule is a lot tougher. And I think that realistically, I'm looking at 9 wins for this football team. If they do some things and the draft goes their way, maybe I'll change that. But for right now, I'm leaning by a half game, I'm leaning under.
Okay, you're going under, Brian. Under.
I'm going comfortably over. I'm going comfortably
over.
Yeah, look, they won 10 games last year, and I think we could all agree that they had one of the best off seasons in the entire NFL. Like, I know Joel's hang up is with the schedule, but we've had this conversation.
Well, and there's still holes to fill.
Sure, but I mean, again, this kind of goes back to the Monopoly or the Madden building that we're talking about with the Astros roster. Every team has holes. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs have tons of holes, but it's carried by, you know, an all-time great quarterback.
What's comfortably over? 13?
11.
That's not okay.
What?
I thought he was 13 too. I'm with you on this. He said 11.
That's barely over.
It's a game and a half.
It's a game and a half.
Okay, you're not stressing it going into the final week. How's that not
comfortable? You're rolling at 13-4, going, no one's catching
comfortable.
Me.
Comfortable is a 20-point win. BMAC went with a 2-possession game.
Yeah, come on, man.
Fine, I'll go 12. I'll go in record as 12. That's fine. That's fine.
I think that the Texans win double-digit games. I'm on the oversight, too. I don't think it'll be comfortable. I don't think it'll be comfortable because of the schedule. But I think the Texans are to that point where they're beyond that. I think the Texans have a roster where they're beyond the schedule being tough. In a weird way, I kind of relate it to the Cougars a bit. Well, the Cougars going to the Big 12, they're going to play a tougher schedule. Cool. Cougars are better. They're going to win games. I don't think that the Texans are the best team in the AFC, but I think the Texans are a double-digit win team no matter the schedule that you give them because of Stroud. I think every team in the NFL has holes. Sure, the Texans do. I still scratch my head on the Malik Collins trade. I don't get that.
Right.
I hope that they have other ideas at the one tech. But I still think that the Texans win 10 games. I will be playing the over at 9.5, and it wouldn't surprise me if this gets bet up to 10 wins by the start of the season.
I think after the draft it could change, but I think to me the reason why I want to see the schedule too, it's not just
is that? Like, you should know what you're adding though.
They're only going to be adding second round picks. I don't think they're going to move the line.
Yeah,
that
shouldn't
move.
But what if you get a corner and a wide receiver? You get
a
corner,
a second round
but
pick,
you could plan for that now, and I think bookmakers plan for that now.
We'll see. And I don't know. They still could make a trade too. You know.
A trade can move the line, but I don't think a second round draft pick can move the line.
They can still add players. They can make a trade. The draft matters to me. But the big thing for me with the schedule too is not just the opponent, but when they play them. Like, it's one thing if you lead the season off with Kansas City or Baltimore.
But you don't know that yet, so how can you use that as part of your argument?
No, I'm saying, but it's going to hurt them if it's later in the season. I think that they got a better chance to win if it's earlier in the season.
Right, but we don't know when they're playing.
Right, that's why, for me right now, I said I'm staying under the 9.5 for now. But if they catch some of the cold weather city teams and the better teams earlier in the season, I might bump that up a game, then it's over.
713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. Are you betting the under or the over 9.5? You have to make the call today. So there's some unknown. There's unknown on who you're playing. You know who you're playing, but you don't know when you're playing them. You don't know the rest of the offseason, not only for your team, but also your opponents, because that could influence, of course, the spread in some of those games and then the overall win total for your team. 8244, 10 wins for the Texans, tougher schedule, and better team should equal out for 10 wins in another division title. The other key here is you do play 6 games in division. I think the Colts are pretty good. I think the Jags are pretty good. And I think the Titans are going to be pretty bad. If you, at minimum, you should go 4-2 in your division.
Agreed.
You should go 4-2 in the AFC.
You split
South.
With Jacksonville.
However you get there. I don't care how you get there.
I think you split with Jacksonville and Indy, and you sweep the Titans.
And I think that's the worst you should do. Like, if you go 5-1, it wouldn't shock me if they go 5-1 in the division.
I think that's fair, too, because I think that in Indy, the quarterback situation's up in the air. Is Richardson going to be healthy to start the season? And even if he is he going to stay healthy? And what, you know, and is he going to continue on the path that he was in for the first game and a half, 2 games, or whatever it was? Or are they going to be in trouble? So I think that they realistically could go 5-1, 4-2 in the division.
Yeah, 5-1 is definitely realistic. I mean, obviously they won
it. For you, it is, because they're going to win comfortably.
they are going to win comfortably. But yeah, I mean, they won at the Colts last year. You don't know which quarterback the Colts are going to have. If Anthony Richardson couldn't even stay healthy. And Trevor Lawrence, let's be honest, he took a step back last year. I know they added a weapon with Gabe Davis, but I mean, I think we've all called that Gabe Davis signing, you know, one of the worst free agent signings of the year. I don't think it's going to be this ultimate difference maker for the production, you know, losing Calvin Ridley and replacing it with Gabe Davis. So, yeah, I think the Texans have a really good chance to go 5-1 in this division.
8143, bet the over. You start with a win over the Bears. They play the Bears division this year?
They do. They play the Bears.
Packers? Yeah, they do.
They go to the Green Bay.
They do. All right, we were talking about
going. Go to Green Bay. What's the other division? What's the AFC division?
I'd have to look it up. I don't know off the top of my head. Oh, it's the East. It's the East because they play the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Bills.
Okay.
It's the AFC East.
So then the other thing you can start doing is looking at the projected win totals for those teams.
You could. They should be baked in, but you could. They play at Green Bay, home for Indy. I'll go win against Green Bay. That team's terrible. Terrible organization.
You're right.
Home win for the against team. The Colts, home win against the Jags, home win against the Titans, Bills, Miami, I'll give 1 win out of that. Chicago, yes. Lions at home, at Indy. At Jacksonville, I'll give them 1 win between those 2 games. At Minnesota, I don't know about that one. Depends on what they add. I'm going to go yes. I'll go 8. At New England, I'll go 9. At the Jets, At Tennessee, that's 10. At Dallas, All I have to do is, I'm already at 10. At Dallas, Baltimore, at Kansas City. You get 1 there, you have 11 wins.
You get 1 upset, you're at 11.
Yeah, I'm going over here.
Well, that's comfortable.
I think the Texans are to the point now where they, you know, whatever schedule you throw at them, I think they should win 10 games. Same thing with
Kansas
City.
That's your favorite sweatshirt
and
sweatpants.
And Baltimore. Like, you, no matter the schedule that the good teams play, you're expecting them to get double-digit wins. I think the Texans are in that conversation. Whatever the schedule, you get 10 wins.
I mean, what are the other teams around the NFL saying about looking at this? Like, if they're having the exact same conversation about their win total projection, they see the Texans on the schedule, they're considering that that's at best 50-50 for them, but, you know, could be, you know, a loss unless it's we're talking about the Chiefs or Ravens. So I think we have to start looking at the Texans in that light.
8693, continuity with Bobby coming back, has me on the over. Key from L.A., Texans go 5-1 in the division. They will compete for the best record in the AFC. That's a bit lofty. It's a bit lofty, but maybe in that conversation. 8946, you really questioning the Yankees' contract with Gerrit Cole? He just won the Cy Young, been an all-star every year. There's no structural damage to his arm. Silly take.
Right,
I said
now,
that Cole has lived up to it to this point.
Right.
What does the second half of his contract look like? And now he has an elbow injury.
Was it 8 years, 10 years? What did he say? 10 years? 10 and 300, or what did he?
I think there's some opt-outs and stuff like that. I think it was 8. Let's pull it up real quick.
If it's 10, you better damn well hope.
324 for 9. Now, there's some like opt-outs and stuff, but the overall deal is 324 for 9, which is $36 million annually. Do I think he's lived up to it to this point? Yeah, sure. I do. I think he's lived up to it to this point. And yes, his elbow doesn't have structural damage. You know who we were saying that about?
I was just going to say the same thing.
2 years ago?
Lance McCullers.
Lance McCullers. Like, you start, your elbow starts to howl at you as a pitcher. It's more inevitable than you're going to like rehab and be fine.
Facts.
Same thing with shoulders. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line.
Head?
What?
What about head and toes?
Fromber's head.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes could be a problem.
Grade the joke. 713-780-3776.
Oh, you shut your mouth. Just be comfortable.
I'm going to go with a 2.8 on that one. Cal McNair is the official owner of the Texans. Who are the best professional sports owners in Houston? You got Tillman Fertitta. You got now Cal McNair. Kerry McNair is not too happy about today's news. And then, of course, you have Jim Crane. Name or rank those three. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You know what's the best, General Ben? I love telling you about General Ben because I love General Ben. Just try General Ben. That's all you got to do. I was talking about this with somebody else. General Ben's an easy sell because all you have to do is have them try it. Just have them try General Ben, and they will never go back. General Ben is the best, whether it's the vodka, best in the state, the gin, best in the market, or the bourbon, which is the double platinum winner at the prestigious Ascot Awards. General Ben uses their innovative, revolutionary technology that eliminates all impurities for the cleanest, smoothest spirits you'll ever taste. One of those impurities it eliminates are the heavy alcohols. You can find heavy alcohols in that stuff that you use to clean up cuts. That's not in General Ben. General Ben's smooth. It's clean. It eliminates the burn. Don't labor through your drink. Don't work through it. Enjoy it. Savor it. Kick back. Relax with some General Ben. Head to the General Ben tasting room. Stop at your favorite liquor store. Pick up a bottle today. Ask for it the next time you're at the bar or restaurant. Or if you're going to an Astros game soon this week, you can stop by Ben's Bar on the way to your seats. Pick up some General Ben at Minute Maid. They have Ben's Bar at the Toyota Center as well. Pick up some General Ben as you go watch some Rockets or go to a concert there at the Toyota Center. If you don't want to do any of that, well, just order straight from the website. I don't blame you. GeneralBen.com. Head to GeneralBen.com right now. Learn about their incredible story, but also order straight from the website the vodka, the gin, the bourbon. Add it to your cart. Have it delivered straight to your door. GeneralBen.com. General Ben, you'll love what's not in it.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
He's Blank. I'm Branham. We are the Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. A couple of grades on your joke. What, you gave it a 3?
Can't wait for this.
What I give it a
2.7? Yeah, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 2.8.
2.8. 6856 gave a thumbs down emoji on the joke blankers.
Okay.
I thought there was another one in here. Maybe I overlooked it. Okay, those are the three. Okay. Who are the top three professional sports owners in baseball? 713-780-ESPN. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Someone said Ted Segall, owner of the Dynamo and the Dash. I don't even know if I said his name right.
Did you just say it's in Siegel. Baseball or you just said in the city?
I said the three professional sports.
No, you said who are the best three owners in baseball, but I knew what you meant, yeah. So I let it go.
That's why I just wanted to clarify.
The three professional sports owners in baseball. Ted Segall?
Yeah,
what did Siegel. I say? Segall?
Segall. I think he's Segall. I think he
Steven
said Segall.
Segall.
Steve's brother?
Exactly.
Yeah. So are we putting the owner, the Dynamo, and the Dash in the same conversation?
I don't think Glenn would because he's been unhappy. Well, maybe I shouldn't say this too loudly. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say this too loudly. But look, they haven't won a title since what, 2007?
Back to back. Robertson Stadium.
I know. 2007 was a long time ago, though.
But they have won two Lamar Hunt U.S. Open.
They've been more competitive.
They made the Western Conference Finals last year. They were a better team than any of us expected, but I don't think they've had the amount of success to where we could put them anywhere but fourth on this list.
I don't like including the non-three majors. And yeah, a lot of people are going to be mad at me. What are the Saber? Who's the Sabercats owner?
No,
where does
idea.
He belong?
Great question.
I don't know. Mr. Sabercat?
You could win a lot of trivia contests if you want everybody to get that answer wrong.
Was it Hilton from Hilton Furniture?
Was it?
No chance.
He owned the Comets for a time.
I know. Believe me, I know.
He did right before they ceased to exist.
Oh,
I saw a Hilton commercial the other day. I didn't know this guy was still around.
Yeah.
I thought he was gone.
I honestly didn't know they still had stores open.
You didn't
open.
See that he was piggybacking off Mac?
Oh, I saw one random commercial with Hilton the other day. I was like, huh, I haven't seen Hilton in a decade.
When you say piggyback off of Mac, is he dressing up as wrestlers?
No. He's going out with the same commercial that if you buy the mattresses, if a certain home team wins,
okay.
You get your purchase back.
That's gimmick
infringement, man.
Mac's
a sponsor,
like
so
that.
He can say the names of the teams. He just capitalized on the promotion.
I don't like the gimmick infringement. I don't like it.
What are the old school commercials you remember from like regional sports networks? Like now we have the Shin, and you see the commercials on the Shin.
Who
you go
was
back
the,
to like HSE and
there
all that
there
stuff.
There was a there, who was the Joel? You'll probably remember this because it was aired all the time during Rockets games. But there was a company that would take like $2 cans.
Oh, it's $2 bills.
$2 bills.
Yeah, paying
$2 bills.
Yeah. Who was that?
It was the recycle guy.
Yeah, it is.
What was the company?
That was
name?
The one that I was thinking.
That
of.
That was the one you're thinking of. Too?
Yeah, we'll pay you because
Dikembe
bills.
Does the. You get paid in $2 bills.
Yeah, I haven't seen that guy in a while.
No.
Those commercials used to be in every break.
Yeah.
I don't see him anymore at all.
I don't see that guy. I don't know if the company still exists.
I think it does.
That's really the only one that
same
I remember.
Same thing with Hilton Furnish, though, because he always had the chainsaw. Yeah. You would see it in every break, and then I don't know if the Comets sunk him, but you don't see the commercials anymore.
The Comets did not help him at all for quite a while.
Yeah, I don't remember. Those are the two that stick out to me. Hilton Furniture and the Recycle Guy. We'll pay you in $2 bills.
Yeah.
I
really want to know the name of that recycling company.
I'm looking it up.
I'm sure someone will. C&D Scrap Metal.
That's C&D Scrap Metal. Yep.
That's it.
Dennis is, I think he's still on Facebook. C&D's got to still be in existence. They probably just stopped spending money because you know if you need to dump some scrap, you know where to go.
Yeah, it feels like a recession-proof business. I don't know.
I mean, there's always aluminum cans.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to stop having aluminum
cans. These days are trying to sell copper.
Everybody remembers C&D. We're getting flooded with C&D.
Those commercials, like it was every break.
It's open. C&D Scrap Metal.
Someone said the hand model, Dr. Brown.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got in trouble, though, right?
Daddy's baby girl.
Didn't he get in trouble with the law?
Well, his wife is now Mrs. Bagwell.
Yeah.
And he's doing... A lot of time.
Yeah.
What did he get in trouble for? I thought he was dead.
I think he's dead because he had to auction off all his stuff because he had debt.
Yeah.
He didn't. I don't want to dive too much into this, actually.
Well, there's a lot to it.
You want to risk a defamation suit?
Yeah, he was controversial. This was a story in 2013.
Yep.
Controversial ex-hand surgeon Michael Brown dead at 56.
Yep.
Daddy's little girl.
Oh, I remember that one. Oh.
Daddy's little girl now calls Jeff Bagwell her stepfather.
Yeah, that's very true.
Jeff Bagwell's daddy little girl's stepfather.
I mean, that's GM Jeff Bagwell. You think she calls him GM Jeff Bagwell?
No.
I wonder if that I don't know. I don't want to speak on that relationship. Stepdaddy GM Jeff Bagwell? Maybe they have a fantastic relationship. I don't remember. I don't know. It's not a matter of remembering. It's a matter of not knowing.
Well, everybody remembers everyone's internet back then.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's internet was massive.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they sold the company.
Who was that guy that Bill Worrell would call to email? It was like a manual. It was a point guard.
Oh, I was thinking about this.
Randy Livingston.
No. No, it wasn't. It was a manual. I was thinking about.
Bill Worrell used to call a guy an email.
Yes, because his name was Emmanuel.
It was like the early days of the internet.
I know exactly who you're talking about. And I thought about this the other night and thought of his name. And now I can't. It's a short name. He wore number 15.
Was it not Randy Livingston?
No, I'll get it.
I think he played on the same teams as Randy Livingston, if not.
Yes, because it was the pinstripes.
Think Young, Rodney D. Young. That's a good one. You remember Young, Rodney D. Young?
I remember those, yeah, for sure.
Thunderbolt transmission.
That's
where they threw the transmission through the window.
It was the old Discount Tire commercials where the old lady would throw the tire back through the window.
That was a Discount Tire one?
But Thunderbolt might have done it too. I don't remember. But yeah, I just remember the jingle, yeah.
Shout out to
the yeehaw back in your motors and transmission. Yeah,
that was the jingle.
That was the jingle.
Those are the OG great commercials. Yeah. Shout out to those guys Emmanuel Davis.
Yep,
Emmanuel Davis.
War number 15.
I'm pretty sure that he and Randy Livingston were like battling it out for like backup point guard or starting point guard duties, maybe after.
I just remember we practiced at Westside, and definitely Emmanuel was on those teams.
He called him Emmanuel.
And Oscar Torres was a guy that they got from Brazil that for 1 year made the squad. He's supposed to be a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
But those three guys were definitely on those teams.
He called Emmanuel Davis, you said?
Yeah.
He called him Emmanuel because he was so quick, like Emmanuel. Like that was
that's
it was
a very
it was,
dated
at
joke.
At the time, at the time, it was a great nickname, and now
I got another good one for you.
Who's that?
Bill Hurd Chevrolet.
Bill Hurd
they
Chevrolet.
They spent all their marketing dollars with the Rockets and Calvin Murphy for years.
Really?
Oh, my God.
This guy says Lawrence Marshall Chevrolet in Hempstead.
Lawrence Marshall.
Yes. That's
Ray Childress.
Ray Childress, right?
Yes. Yep.
You ever, have you driven by that lately?
No.
It's just like a big, I feel like they might have put something there, but it's just like a big open area. IW March Jewelry.
Oh, for sure. They're closing.
Education Connection. I don't remember Education Connection.
I remember the company name, but I can't tell you what the commercial was.
Someone said ponchos.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I Casa Olay, because you had, what's his name? The pitcher. That did all the
Jose
commercials.
Jose
Lima.
Yeah, it's
Lima. Time did the Casa Olay, but they ran them on all the Houston broadcasts.
Casa Olay.
Hey.
What was it?
Fresh 2 day.
Fresh every day?
No, fresh day. 2 day.
Fresh 2 day.
Casa Olay. Yeah, fresh 2 day.
My great uncle helped build his house. We Clobber, Big City Price.
That was Ray Childress.
Yeah, yeah. This is the one.
That was Ray Childress.
Ponchos was always raised the flag.
Yeah.
Cal Worthington in his hot dog spot.
Okay.
I don't remember that one. Landmark Chevrolet.
I thought one of the greatest commercials during that time, though, when I first got here, was the Geno audio with the anvil on the ledge for the Rockets when the fan is sitting on the edge of the ledge ready to jump off with an anvil tied to his ankle.
That was a local station commercial.
Oh, we're forgetting one.
I do remember that one.
We're forgetting one, and I can't remember the name of the furniture company, but we're low prices live.
He's still doing it, Sam.
That was on a ton of
broadcasts. It was exclusive furniture.
Exclusive furniture. That was it.
Yeah,
but he does that.
I did
a ton of spots.
I did a reading event at an elementary school with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he do the voice?
I think he's Lance's buddy.
He didn't. He didn't. Buy Right Furniture, where the beanbags are. That's right.
Oh, yes.
That's
the
right.
Beanbags,
I remember the beanbags. I forgot totally what it was called, though.
What was the one where the two
where the
old guys
are?
Was it Suit Mart or whatever? The two old guys?
The two old guys,
bump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would always have, like, the young teenagers in, and they would do the spot where they're all fist busting.
Yeah, they always have the fist bump at the
end.
The guy's brother used to be a member at the golf course I worked at and would always give us, like, $100 for Christmas bonuses. Nice. Like, we're just, you know, bagroom guys.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a great high school job. All right. Let's pick the what's your top three owners in Houston sports? Cal McNair is officially an owner today. Unanimous vote. Cool Cat Cal. We all thought that Cool Cat Cal was not popular, yet he's unanimously getting voted into the NFL to be an owner, taking over for Janice McNair. Poor Kerry McNair. Never got to hear his side of the story. I've invited him on the show. He's always welcome here. 713-780-ESPN.
There's a chance.
I contacted Kerry McNair on his website. I said, hey, if you ever want to tell your side of the story, the Killer Bees are here for you.
He got back to you just like Spotrac,
huh? He and Spotrac ghosted me. Yeah, like an ugly guy in high school. Anyways, Cal McNair, the official owner of the Texans. So your big three professional sports owners, Cal McNair, Tillman Fertitta, Jim Crane. What's your 1, 2, 3?
Jim Crane's number one. He's one. He consistently puts his money where his mouth is. He's not afraid to take the big splash. So I'll put him number one, and I know we're up against it a little bit, so I'll go quick.
No, we don't believe in that
but,
anymore.
I mean, number two for me is Cal, because Cal has turned it around. Cal finally got the right coach. They got the right quarterback. He got his wife involved, which was a massive 180 to help this thing go in the right direction. The memos started getting there, whoever was giving them direction on how to act as owners. Mm-hmm. And I think third for Tillman is you're trying to groom your kid as a general manager. I don't know that you're on the way up. It's not a bad thing here to be third because of who the other two teams are. But I think there's still some work to be done, but I'd put him third.
I don't know how you don't pick Jim Crane first. He's won a title most recently. People still criticize Crane, though. Oh, this guy doesn't spend any money. Jim Crane's the top owner in Houston professional sports. I'm actually going to go Tillman 2 over Cal. Cal was not a good owner right away. Cal needed a lot of help. Cal willingly went out and got that help, which I tip my cap to. But I have Tillman 2 and then Cal 3rd.
Yeah, I guess I'm caring more about recent results, and because of that, I'm going to side with Joel on this one. I think obviously Jim Crane's the runaway one. There's no argument against it, but I would go with Cool Cat Cal as number two. Just what we've seen over the last year and a half since Hannah got involved, since they seem to become more, you know, cognizant of their brand, since they got rid of Jack Easterby, that version of Cal over the last year and a half to me is better than what we've seen from Tillman Fertitta, who seemed like for a long time was kind of checked out on the organization.
9339 Crane, he delivered. Cal 2, let Hannah get involved. 3, Les, what's his name, that owned the Rockets, he delivered.
Alexander.
Tillman ain't done squad. That's not very nice. 4661 says Crane, Tillman, Cal. That's Texan Matt. Have to look at the complete resume. This texter said Cougar basketball claims Tillman. If that's the case, then I got a new number one.
He's not the owner, though. It says owner.
His name's on the arena.
You can't throw that in. I know you're joking, but you can't throw that in the resume.
If he gets Cougar basketball, he's my new number one. If we're not allowing to have Cougar basketball, he's a close second to Jim Crane. Fair enough. 3312 says Johnny Dang's grill commercials with Houston rappers. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that one at all.
Wheatstraw says Fannie Mae. I don't really remember that one.
I don't either.
The Dump. I remember The Dump.
The Dump.
I remember The Dump. I have dreams where that little jingle is in my head. 7428 says J.G. Wentworth had a jamming tune whenever it came on.
J.G. Wentworth. Call 877 cash now. Yeah, that was a bit.
I got a cash settlement, but I want cash now.
That was actually a shockingly big part of current season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's a huge part of Curb. I have a cash settlement, but I want... Oh, I have a structured settlement.
But I need cash now.
I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now. Call J.G. Wentworth. I don't know the number. How in the world is that on Curb?
Obviously, it's not a local.
J.D. Wentworth is national.
Right. Well, yeah, I know that. But it's funny that it was like a regional thing. I guess they were just buying out local commercials all over the country.
Yeah. I'm sure they bought commercials all over the country. But I mean, you've seen the latest season of Curb, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know. I
hadn't watched Sunday's episode.
Though. Okay, well, the plot point with that is over anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So you know how it came in.
They were trying to make this woman as annoying as possible.
And one of the ways they did was have her sing the song nonstop.
Oh, my Curb's so funny. I have a structured set. All right, let's go out to the HRP listener line. Lamont has a commercial. What do you have, Lamont?
Hey, man, I got a few commercials. I don't know if Jeremy is too young to remember this.
Probably.
But I have a couple of them. I have Big Serve Waterbed.
I don't remember Big Serve Waterbed. I don't remember the company, but I remember the waterbed.
I remember there was a big waterbed one, but I didn't remember the company.
I don't know that.
It was Superior and Big Serve Waterbed.
Superior Waterbeds?
And a dude used to drop from the ceiling and fall inside of a waterbed back in the day. So the full flotation waterbed, it was very cheesy, but I got another one. And I'm sorry if you guys haven't said this, but I think when you say Houston, it has to be this one, Thunderbolt.
Oh, yeah, Thunderbolt.
Yeah, we said Thunderbolt transmission. Yeah.
How did that commercial go, Lamont? I kind of I remember the name, but I don't really remember the commercial. Do you remember?
We put the back in your boat.
Yeah. We put the yeehaw. They had like a famous address too, or like an address that was very easy to remember.
I don't remember those two.
Because I remember they would say the address, and it was like that just rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. See if you can find that on the internet.
That jingle is classic. Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
I think we're done with like the cool local commercials that are memorable. I don't feel like we ever get those again. Those are the glory days of local commercials.
Even Mac is changing so much that he's getting away from saves you money.
Like those, that was the glory day of local commercials.
No doubt.
Like you got these silly, goofy commercials that will never leave our heads. I don't think that ever happens again. 713-780-ESPN. Any commercials that you remember? Who are your top three owners? Cal McNair, Tillman Fertitta. And then now Jim Crane as well. Those are your top three. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. It's time, basketball bettors. It's March Mania. Branham here to tell you all about BetUS.com. I endorse one sportsbook and casino, and that's BetUS.com. They've been driving to the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. That's right. The industry's craziest 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance, and there's even more. BetUS accepts crypto and is offering a massive 200% crypto sign-up bonus, gambler's insurance, and crypto. You don't see that everywhere. March Mania basketball can get even more exciting with their live in-game betting. It's also a blast to check out their casino after the game, blackjack, craps, roulette, where you could get a 250% casino bonus. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or just call them 1-800-MY-BETUS to learn all about their bonuses and special offers. BetUS, where the game begins.
Falls apart. That's the time to come to Thunderbolt. You don't need a brand new car. We still believe in value, and we pass it on to you. At Thunderbolt, we fix it right, and we guarantee it too.
Our Thunderbolt rebuilt motors and transmissions are dynamically tested and guaranteed. With our efficient installation, free towing is included.
We put the in your motor and transmission.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Put the yeehaw on your motor and transmission. They still believe in value. You don't get
they
these commercials
it,
these
pass
days.
Pass it on to you, man.
They pass on the value to you. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that one.
They played every single commercial.
I remember the discount tire acting. When they throw the tire through the front window.
See, you worked tire. There, so you didn't have the same perspective as we did, you know? Because
well,
we were
I was
watching.
Producing all the TV back then, so I was seeing a lot
of
them.
I can't believe you don't remember that.
I don't.
Yeah, there's
that Thunderbolt spot played so
the
much.
Yeehaw back in your so motor much. And transmission. What was the one? O'Reilly was one, but that was more of a national one. That
yeah,
wasn't necessarily.
And oh, my they still do that sing, jingle today.
My kids sing O'Reilly.
Yeah, they still do that
time.
Today.
Yeah, that was one that sticks out. That's
and
a really good jingle.
Call John, get more.
Yeah.
Call John. Get more.
They still do that
What's
one.
What's the number?
Too. Yeah.
No clue. Something to something. 30,
you know what?
79.
It was 3200. That was the best. As soon as it came on, I started singing along.
Everyone but Joel knows the. They put the yeehaw.
Yeah, I just don't remember that one.
So
I don't know why.
Good. That's probably the goat.
That is.
Of all
I
of
think
these
so.
Commercials,
I think
that's
so.
Probably the best. Where the beanbags are is like up there, but that's got to be the best
I
one.
Think Mattress Mac, some of his early ones.
Yeah. We say, really yeah, we'll there. Save you money.
Certainly,
those are good.
Certainly his catchphrase was up there.
Yeah. That and the fact that he would dress up with a mattress as like a mascot. Like
yeah.
Inside a mattress.
Those were the days,
like, this
man.
Dude started
thirsty back then
with
for
a showroom
the
that were circus tents.
The production's gotten too good, though.
That's true.
The production's too good for you ever to be able to go back and do commercials like that. You can't do it.
Well, you can put filters on it.
Yeah,
but you
just
don't want to be like that. Just the creativity.
Yeah,
though.
It's not
going to
be grainy and all that.
Yeah.
Oso says Cars for Kids has a jingle.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't
really
remember how
jingle.
It goes, but
one,
I do remember
eight,
that.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Yeah, definitely.
It's horrible.
I used to have to. I spoke for them for a while.
Did you?
Yeah. Here.
Live reads?
Yep. Mm.
Burger King has a good jingle now.
Oh, the Whopper.
Yeah, that's probably the best one going now. And it's gotten a little bit older
I
now.
You meant the club techno tune that those two dudes do in that commercial now for the March Madness?
I don't know that one.
I don't know
they
that.
They take a club song and they're like bobbing and doing their heads. And then the music stops so they get them to shut up and they start doing it like manually, trying to do it themselves. It's annoying as hell.
50-30, back order slips.
Yeah, that was another. Yeah. Mattress Mac had very
that's
good catchphrases.
I think Mac is right up there.
Yeah, very good catchphrases for sure.
Well, I don't remember the Toys R Us ones that people were telling us. You remember any Toys R Us?
Yeah. I Jeffrey don't want to grow up. Buy my Toys R Us.
Oh,
kid. Yeah.
I got a million different toys that I can play with. Yeah.
Cal Worthington dealership commercials. Go see Cal. He also had a tiger. I don't remember those.
I don't remember those either. No.
A lot of people said that one. Huh. Y'all forgot Jim Adler?
Oh yeah. Jim Adler's a good one.
How could I forget the Texas Hammer?
I thought you were going to go.
You can do the Texas Hammer? Come on.
And I hammered him $18.43.
And now he's got a son involved.
I see his billboards all throughout the state. Everywhere.
His son's
state.
Doing the commercials now.
Is he really? Yeah, I haven't seen the commercials.
He looks just like him.
I saw the billboards like in Dallas. I've seen him in Waco.
Oh, yeah, they're all over
the place.
And in his main office, he's got like the fourth floor, and the entire fourth floor has a banner that crossed the fourth floor.
I've driven by it.
Says the Texas Hammer.
I can't remember which freeway it's on, but I've driven by it.
I-10, I think. I-10 on the way to Beaumont.
I've driven
I see
by
it when we go to Beaumont.
Not Baytown?
No.
8515 Scruff McGruff.
Scruff? That sounds familiar.
I don't know that one.
I'm not placing it.
I don't know if that was a local one, though. I think that might have been national. Just Scruff McGruff was the crime dog. He was the crime dog. Scruff McGruff, the crime dog.
For Dare to Stay Off Drugs?
I believe he was the Dare dog.
Yeah,
take
McGruff
a bite
was
out of
the crime dog for that.
Yeah, that wasn't local. But yeah, that was another one whenever
I had
we
to
were
do,
kids.
That, yeah,
because Berman
that
ended up calling Fred McGriff the crime dog because of it.
You think Berman came up with that name?
It was one of
Oh, you're talking about.
On SportsCenter.
I thought you were talking about Mark Berman for a second.
No.
I was like, what would Mark Berman do?
Chris Berman doing the SportsCenter stuff.
I thought you said, I promise you, I thought you meant Mark Berman. And I thought, I gave you the, this guy is so stupid look. And then it just occurred, I'm the stupid one. You meant Chris Berman.
Oops.
Yeah, we have there's a couple of McGriffs that I know. We call one guy the crime dog, but we also call him Pooh. It depends on the day. He's either crime dog or he's poo. Carpet giant. I do remember the carpet giant.
Yeah, I remember the big guy.
I do remember the Carpet Giant.
Yeah,
ones.
Carpet Giant. Who was the one that had the wacky inflatable arm tube men waving out front? Was that?
I think it's Carpet Giant.
Was it Carpet Giant? Yeah. Okay.
The Sonic Guys commercials, those weren't really locals, more national. I hated those commercials. I thought they were so annoying.
And those are a little bit more recent than what we're talking about.
I hated those commercials. Hated them. I cringe when I watch those Sonic commercials.
They never bothered me.
I don't remember.
I hate stupid like comedy. And like him just being an idiot drove me nuts.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. The kind of reddish blonde haired guy with the comb over that looks like Ken Jennings from Jeopardy and his buddy.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, two guys in the car.
I hate idiot comedy. Like the dude who stole my car type of stuff. I hate that.
I've seen that movie many times.
I hate that kind of stuff. Cannot stand it.
Napoleon Dynamite?
You do not like it.
I don't either.
Do not like it.
I did not like that movie at all, and I know people love it.
Yeah, I understand. I'm in the minority there. I like more clever humor. People said The Dump, Rodney DeYoung.
The HEB commercials that always use like the player, the local players.
The yeah, that's more new school, but
little
yes.
Bit, yeah.
The Astroworld commercial with the weird old man suit dancing around was great. That was really good.
Yeah.
We used to have season passes to Astroworld every year.
Yep. That's it.
I had season pass to Astroworld. Uncle Barney would hook us up with season passes to Astroworld. We would go to Astroworld all the time. Grease Lightning, best ride at Astroworld.
Ooh.
You have objection with Grease Lightning?
Yeah, the Taz roller coaster I thought was
that was kind of a newer one.
It was. It was later in the run of Astro.
It was always closed.
A lot of them had issues, but yeah, I wouldn't. The Mr. Freeze roller coaster
was the big
wooden
roller
really
coaster?
Good.
That was the Texas Cyclone.
Yeah,
the big wooden one was Texas Cyclone.
Yeah, that always looked safe.
No, well,
if you rode in the back, you would feel like you got punched by George Foreman.
It rattled you around. Quite
remember,
a bit.
You had to be like 4 inches taller to ride in the back two rows.
Oh yeah,
like 2 or 4 inches taller to ride in the back two rows. Why? Why is that the case?
I don't know.
It's going to kill you if you're less than that. Grease Lightning was the best though. Let's take one call on this. 713. One more call. 713-780-3776. Ryan, you're in the Hive of the Bees. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, y'all forgot one, and it's a guy at the station. What about Lance Snitchell's Eyelids for Kids? Do y'all remember that one?
I remember Eyelids for Kids, but I don't remember the...
I don't remember the jingle.
I don't remember the commercial, the jingle, or the people in it.
Eyelids
I just remember the name.
For kids?
I thought you said Eyelids.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said, too.
I don't think it was Eyelids. Maybe it was Eyelids.
Yeah, honestly, it's escaping me. Yeah, I don't know.
Creepy.
Yeah, it does sound a little creepy.
Don't blink, you'll miss it.
Astroworld rides. People are texting in some of their favorite Astroworld. I mean, there's only so many Astroworld rides. All right, 713-780-ESPN.
Star Furniture used to have a lot.
Star Furniture was solid.
Wasn't Ray Childers also a Star Furniture guy?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I thought he was.
I don't remember. 713-780-3776. Terrence said Lance made that up. He might have made that up. Maybe we just got there.
Maybe.
Who knows? Moving conveyor, please watch your step. Kugblaze just said that. Which ride was that?
That was Grease Lightning,
no,
wasn't it?
Moving conveyor, please watch your step was Ultra Twister.
Oh, I forgot about Ultra
moving
Twister.
Moving conveyor, please watch
your
step.
Yeah, I forgot
step.
About Ultra
It was
Twister.
Ultra Twister. Ultra Twister on the front was really cool. Jimmy, you go straight down.
Yeah. It was unique to the other rides, too, because of the way they strapped you in. You're in the tube that would do the 360 spins.
What was the drop? I can't remember the second drop ride. The first one was the Sky Screamer.
Sky Screamer is the one I remember. Was there a second one?
I think there was a second one where it was taller. It was a straight drop.
Well, there's the Sky Screamer because it was right next to Viper.
Sky Screamer was the
green,
one that
the
like,
green roller coaster.
You were like in a cage. Yeah, the Viper was the green one. Sky Screamer was like the old black one where like it would take you up in a cage.
Yeah,
it would push you over the top.
I remember
it
was right
it.
Next to Viper.
But the top one.
I remember there being a second.
There was
drop.
A set. I can't remember. I think it was like Texas drop, or I don't can't remember.
Yeah, we can look it up later.
713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I think we got with that eyelids thing. Oh well, it happens. All right, what's your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Car wreck of the day. 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener line. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 92.5.
Guys, we know we got another weekend of the madness, and the best place to go if you want to put some money down and try and cash in is mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag, best in the business, taking care of their customers. Right now, they're doing it again, especially on new signups. If you are new to mybookie.ag and you open up an account, you put in $200, you get $300 in your account instantly. More money in your account. More games you can bet on, and of course, more chances you can win. You get a friend to sign up, you get a bonus for that too. They take care of you, and they take care of you so much that whether you're betting on all the different games that are going on, or maybe there's a time when you want to do some gambling, like casino games, and there's no games going on, or even when there are, live dealers standing by with casino games as well. Blackjack, poker, they got it all right there with live dealers standing by for you. To get your bonus, though, you got to remember our promo code, BET975. Use it whenever they ask for it. Look for a place where you can put it, and when you put the promo code in, that's when you really do cash in, because they take care of their customers. Been in business for over a decade. Money's not going anywhere, and they love to take care of you. They've even got their website now at mybookie.ag, where you can actually get the games live while you're betting on them with the in-game betting, as well as lots of different experts giving you advice and so much more. Check them out today, mybookie.ag. Remember our promo code, BET975. Remember what I always tell you, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, with the only place I tell you to do it. It's mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! Bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Thank you to the Twitchers and the Texters. Dungeon Drop was that droppy, right? I was thinking of the big tower that dropped you. That was after the Sky Screamer. We also got by the caller. Eyelids for Kids was a joke that the bench made a thing. I guess it was a bench bit. I never heard that one, which surprises me. I never heard of that.
Was it just John and Lance back then?
I guess maybe it was back old school John and Lance.
I think it was quite a ways back.
I tip my cap to the caller who got us. You get us. I have to give you my credit. And so, credit to you. That was well done, sir. I applaud you. Batman gave you a concussion. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. What are we nominating for the car wreck of the day, Blinkers?
There's a couple. We kind of passed over this one, but then when more details came out on this Jonte Porter thing with the NBA, it's one thing to try and do what you were trying to do to cash in. Jonte Porter was taking the unders on himself with prop bets on himself and then faking injuries, allegedly, the way the story lies now. Now, it turns out that he's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, and his brother's got more money than most. And if you needed a loan or were short on cash, your brother probably got you instead of screwing up with the potential to have whatever career you could possibly have in the league. Because he was a two-way player, but he was actually, when he played, pretty good. Had put up some decent numbers, and now he's basically done with the NBA.
I would fix an NBA game before I asked my brother for money. Absolutely.
Your brother's making $80 to $100 million.
So
easy?
What? It's still asking. I don't like asking people for things.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying that to me, it's a lot better than screwing up your career.
You fix an NBA game
and
lose your livelihood over asking your brother for some money?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Seems like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
This guy was also a fringe NBA guy. Like, I'm not sure he had much future in the NBA.
Well, he's younger than Michael Porter Jr., so he had some potential. Like I said, when he played for the Raptors this year, he actually had some decent games to where they saw something in him and he was getting more run. Now he's done for the rest of his, and he's labeled the rest of his life.
It's kind of funny. He was prop betting himself and playing the unders.
Yeah, and then getting hurt, making injuries.
Well, that's the only way to assure it, right?
I actually like this story. Look, this has been going on forever. Now that, like, these companies have become more bigger scale and national, now the policing of it's gotten better. This is why gambling is good. That's this right. is why all these like big gambling companies are fantastic.
Yeah,
because you would have not heard about this in the past. The college baseball betting in the past with a coach giving information that would have never been discovered. Like, this stuff is actually good for sports.
Yeah,
the money aspect of it alone.
Who's outing these people? It's not the government. It's not the league.
Well, he outed himself.
I know, but I'm just overall. It's usually the DraftKings and these different companies tracking it because they know they have to keep within government regulations. They're the people that are getting, they're outing these athletes and not the
sports
that
there's
themselves.
A prop bet on a two-way player is one thing. But the second thing was that he had somebody put down $20,000 on two different bets on him to go under on his prop bets. You don't think that throws up a red flag?
I saw somebody, it might have been Chase, my buddy Chase. He said that these prop bets for these little fringe players, and that it's no one really wants to bet on this. This is their way of catching the guys that are betting on it. Like, in this case,
they said it's normally
brother.
Like minimal bets. The most on a player on most nights was like a grand, two grand. 20 grand throws up the biggest red flag on the planet.
Those bets are in there to catch these guys. It's hilarious. It's awesome. I have a cash settlement, but I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now.
JG.
How about Vince Young? Can't take a punch.
Oh boy,
Vince Young cannot take a punch. He got clocked. A little sucker punch, no doubt about it.
So you don't think,
can't
take
be able
a punch.
To see it coming?
So you don't think he would do well in our in our bracket then?
He's got a glass jaw. He's got a weak chin.
He's also got a ring. I don't care.
He has both things are true. He's got a glass jaw. Vince Young, what are you nominating for?
I'm going to nominate Joel's non-future career as a defense attorney.
Mm.
Did not his best performance promoting Glenn Davis earlier today.
He was arguing Glenn Davis in our fight bracket. He's banged up. He's old.
He's got one wheel and he can't move.
He's bringing one leg to a butt kicking contest.
He
was burying Glenn. You have another one?
Oh, not off the top of my head.
How about
the people in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that forced the Utah team because of racial slurs and everything, and they had to switch hotels before they got beat in the women's NCAA tournament?
Why do you got to throw out they got beat? Didn't they already have enough happen to them before
because
you had to say
kind
they got
of
beat?
Lending that to part of the reason why they got beat.
Not great. Onside sneaks are done in the NFL.
I don't like the new kickoff rule.
There's some things I like. There's some things I don't like. I don't like that the onside sneaks are done.
That part I dislike. I do like that we're actually going to get more returns now.
Yeah, I do like
this
that
tackle thing.
The hip drop.
I think there were guys in the league intentionally trying to hurt guys by the way they were doing it. But I think sometimes it's inescapable that you have to do a tackle similar to catch a guy from behind.
Yeah, but NFL wants more points, so there's that aspect of it. And Wednesday night NFL games should not be a thing. They're going to play two games on Christmas.
Should not. Yeah.
It's so terrible. Bad. I don't like Thursday night games. I think Thursday night games are inhumane. Wednesday night games, I know they're going to have the same amount of days are inhumane. All right, that's it for us. Thanks to Brian for doing all the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Coming up next, ESPN National. And then Hall of Fame with our guy Booker T, who advanced in our bracket. Brad Gilmore coming up at 7. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.